Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, we barely scratched the surface of the Braves series over the weekend. Earlier, we were mainly talking about Chris Sale, but yesterday they did lose 5-3, took 1-3 against the Marlins. And it just feels like we go back and forth from being up when we sweep the Mets and then down again when we can't get more than one win against the Marlins. I'm baffled by this team, guys.
You know, the frustrating part is we spend so much time talking about Chris Sale, rotation, all these other things. And bottom line is, and Alex Anthopoulos has said this time and time again, that your margin of error as a pitching staff is zero. Mm-hmm. Like, you cannot miss, it feels like, you know, if you're a starting pitcher or a bullpen pitcher for the Atlanta Braves, because the offense just continues to do absolutely nothing too many times. There's multiple guys that are coming around and that are getting hot. Ronald Acuna is just scorchingly hot right now. But when you add in and sprinkle in a little bit of Alex Verdugo, who has 10 hits this month, and Michael Harris, who has the worst OPS in the league, and, you know, Nick Allen, who, let's just be honest, he's there for his defense. It's just frustrating, man. There's no way around it. This team continues to do nothing at the plate more times than not. And when you have a Bryce Elder situation that you did, miss one spot, groove a pitch, have one guy hit a good pitch, and then all of a sudden it feels like the game is over and that thing has slipped away from you.
Michael Harris has the worst on-base percentage in Major League Baseball, I think. Or at least for, like, starting outfielders or mm-hmm. something. Dave O'Brien had it. I'm trying to find it now.
I thought it was OPS.
No, he's the worst on... Harris has the worst on-base percentage among all Major League Baseball qualifiers by a full 5 points. He hasn't walked in 29 games, which is 113 plate appearances, and has struck out 26 times in that span. He only has 10 walks all season. Only three players that qualify have fewer. That's Dave O'Brien. Appreciate his stat. Obviously, The Athletic. The Nick Allen thing. All right. This is going to sound really ridiculous, what I'm about to say, kind of hypocritical. I can live with Nick Allen because his glove is so good.
Of course.
It's almost the same reason why when people say, send Michael Harris down, I'm like, you can't be this dumb. Because the reason is that you're saving so many runs by having his defensive glove out there. However, it's almost becoming to a point where I'm not sure if that juice is worth the squeeze anymore in the outfield. The Verdugo thing, it's going to be done soon. You've got, I think July 2nd. Might be the date that Profar is eligible to return. He will be caught up immediately. Profar is crushing it in AAA right now. I think he had a two-home run game over the weekend down there in Gwinnett, or up there in Gwinnett, or in Gwinnett.
Over there.
But that's the problem, is that's where this team is all of them. I actually thought, other than Friday night, the offense was better. I saw better approaches from Matt Olson's approach right now at the plate is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
I think he's a 23 or 24 on base streak.
It is June.
And he's working walks. I mean, he's seeing the ball well. Ozuna, I think, seeing the ball. Now he got a couple of strikes called him shouldn't have been, but But then you have, I thought Ozzie's approach was better.
Ozzie was much improved over the weekend, I agree.
But he's still struggling, but his approach was better. He had a good day yesterday, I think.
And to your point about, you know, about Matt Olson, you know, look, I thought multiple times the first inning, you know, it's warning track power in the first inning, and I'm like, if these baseballs weren't dead this year, which they've admitted that they are, I'm like, that ball might fly out. There was numerous times throughout the game. I think Drake Baldwin hit one as well. You know, where you thought the situation, but I agree with you. I think Matt Olson is squaring the ball up. I think Marcell Ozuna needs to start. He said he's starting to feel better after the hip tear. So, you know, we'll see if he can start coming around. And Ozzie. But again, it's like you just said, and you and I both kind of lead off of this when we talk about offensively. You can't have three black holes in this lineup. And that's what they have right now. So I'm actually on team Michael Harris, send Michael Harris to the minors for a little bit. And I don't think that does anything for you in the short term. I'm starting to worry about his career. I'm starting to worry about the longevity of his career, and I think he needs a reset button. I think he needs to stop. He swings at so many freaking bad pitches, plate appearance after plate appearance after plate appearance. He swings at balls outside of the zone to where it makes me want to puke. And so, yeah, a reset for him, I'd be fine with it. I know you might be losing something in the outfield, but at a certain point, I start worrying about the longevity of the guy himself, who you owe a lot of money to over the next 5 years.
And I'm all for, I understand that you expand the strike zone when you get two strikes on you to be now, you kind of, you're a defensive hitter a little bit. But within reason, he's expanding his strike zone. I mean, it's just anything goes. If the ball bounces up there, it just really looks rough right now.
Well, with Nick Allen and Michael Harris, defensively, they are phenomenal. But if people were hitting better around them, would this be as big of a conversation?
One, not both. You can't have... See, the problem is you have Ozzie, who is just not been good at the plate. Verdugo / Eli White, who both have come to a screeching halt when it comes to production. And then Harrison Allen, you can't have four, Allie. You can have two. Well, you can have one, maybe two. You can't have four.
And you know what my biggest problem is with the entire thing that you just talked about? Alex Verdugo is terrible in the field. And that's one of the biggest issues. And I know we keep saying, well, you know, Profar will be back eventually. And I know it's you know, just over a week or whatever until he comes back. The problem is that so many times over the last couple of weeks, have you seen balls hit that have hit the dirt? Either fair territory, you know, in the gap, whatever, that I'm like, I know that there are more than half the outfielders that play left field in the major leagues can get to that ball. And Verdugo's not doing it on either side of things. And look, I mean, when Alex Verdugo was signed here, and I'm not trying to bring up old stuff, but I remember looking into, how is this guy still available at this point? He's had a good career. He's been a good hitter. And a lot of the whispers were about defense and, you know, off-season work and, you know, putting in the effort and things like that. And it just has continued to go south. I remember saying right when Alex Verdugo was signed, like, Alex Verdugo ain't going to save you. And then for like the first 2 weeks, he did save you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been serviceable since. But every time I see him play the outfield right now, it is maddening to watch this guy chase after a ball. And, you know, see, so many times could I feel like he could get pitchers out of jams by chasing down balls that hit in foul territory or whatever else it is. And he can't get there. He's not getting a good jump or doesn't have a good top speed or whatever else it may be. He's the odd man out, because at least Michael Harris and Nick Allen are bringing good defense. I don't think Verdugo's giving you anything right now.
Well, you know, as amazing as that is, with your spot on complaint about him, I think the Braves they've had like 29 runs saved defensively or some stat like that. They said it's, I think CJ Nikowski said it yesterday, and it leads Major League Baseball. So that's. And see, that's my point, though, is that that's why you can't afford to send Michael Harris down, because he covers so much ground. With Ronnie in there, he can help, but you need Michael Harris to be able to cheat over to left field and help out, and he does. And so that's, to me, part of it. And Nick Allen's has been a wizard. He's literally like Rafael Belliard 2.0.
I think of Omar Vizquel. That's who I always think of. I think Omar Vizquel, who was right along that string of players that you're talking about.
I think Omar hit better than Nick Allen, but I hear you. And Nick Allen had a couple hits this weekend. It's you feel so close, yet you lose 2 of 3 to the Marlins, and you go, I know, we're still so far away. And then you lose Chris Sale, which we haven't touched about yet in this this segment, which is another blow to this team. And I was sitting there, and as bad as it felt, the half full guy said, "Well, look at it this way. You know what Schwellenbach is. You've never had Strider healthy with Schwellenbach and Chris Sale, all three together. You had them for twice you had those guys through there. And now you're going to go back to relying on Schwellenbach. And instead of Sale, it's just going to be Strider for the next month. Maybe that'll be enough. Maybe they can help you. Maybe they can sub. Maybe Didier Fuentes will continue to grow, right? Maybe he can kind of hit the kind of stretch that Schwellenbach hit last year."
Yeah.
And you never know. Maybe you know we need more from Bryce Elder. I'm a Bryce Elder defender since having the 12 strikeout game against the Giants. He's not been as good. I need more. But in his defense yesterday, they paper cut the hell out of him.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Him.
They did, and you know what? It's usually when Bryce Elder has bad starts, I feel like you can pin one thing and just say, well, this wasn't working. The problem with Bryce Elder is his stuff isn't good enough to just get him in and out of jams. Like, he was – there's a couple times, I think the triple that goes down the first baseline, I can't remember who was at bat for that one. Great pitch. Slider down and in. Like, just a good piece of hitting. There was another couple of situations where, oh, good piece of hitting on the black, down low. But then you groove a slider or you groove a fastball, and it's like your stuff isn't good enough to get away with that. You know what I mean? We've gone back and forth about Spencer Strider, right? 96 mile an hour versus 98 mile an hour. And he grooves things, and they end up, going over the wall. Bryce Elder is way less, good stuff when it comes to actually being able to make hitters miss. And so he can't afford to do both. You can't allow them to hit good pitches and then groove one a couple of pitches later and they get sent home.
I'm glad you brought that up, because you hit me with – hitting me with that made me think of Saturday's start by Grant Holmes, because you did not get the version of Grant Holmes that you got, the week before, where he struck out like 15 guys.
Yeah.
But Grant Holmes, the resiliency he pitched with on Saturday and where he's come in just a year's span is phenomenal. His slider got him out of a couple of jams. Grant Holmes pitched in and out of trouble all day Saturday. I think he went 5 2/3. And am I the only guy that just freaking loves watching that dude pitch? I mean, because –
is it the perm?
You know what it is?
Yeah.
It's like it's weird, because he was drafted in the first round by the Dodgers back in 14, and you're sitting here and you're like, but he's an underdog because he didn't make it to the majors till he was what, like 28 years old, but he feels like an underdog. He feels like he's not supposed to be there. But here he
is. He also feels like he's 45. It's funny you bring up 28, because I'm like, he's only
he's
been 29. Around for like a year.
He's 29 now.
Not even 30 years old. It feels like he is like from that movie, The Rookie, Or, you know, but he's pitching to high school kids, and they're like, yeah, he still got it.
Mike, he spent 10 years in the minor – well, 9 or 10 years, essentially, in A, double A, and triple A in the minors. Yeah. And he comes up at 28. He's 29 now. He comes up at 28. And you're just like, this guy, he's against all odds, right? And he's like, first-round pick by the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Against all odds, Grant Holmes is here with his curlet. You know, because he's got a curly mullet. And you're just like, but no, not really. Like, dude, and he's got good stuff. I mean, he can hit 95 with his fastball. His cutter, it's 92, 93. You know, at average, it's 92. Yet, he feels like he shouldn't be here. And you're, every start feels like you, I don't know, you're cheating in the system. With having him up there, every quality start or close to it feels like you're as a Braves fan. I'm
like you're skirting by.
Yeah, well, and not
it's just
like
feels like a ticking time bomb.
It's what just feels like, you know, when you're pushing a car to the limit. Like they were talking, our wives last night were talking about how we were watching the race and they're like 5 miles this or you know a half a lap this and one
right.
Someone was like oh. How long is the track? And I was like, 2 miles. I can get 2 miles on fumes. And I was like, you're not supposed to.
You're not going 200 either.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hopefully.
But I was like, you know how bad that is for your fuel pump?
Yeah.
I went straight, old man.
Well, tonight the Braves will take on the Mets. This is not a replay. They're taking on the Mets again in New York, starting a 4-game series with Spencer Schwellenbach on the mound. And coming up, could one team have won if their star player hadn't gotten injured? We are going to cover Game 7 of the NBA Finals next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app. Yeah, gotcha.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.